Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's official. The Costco in Fontana now has the scanner where you go up, you scan your card before you can go in. It's not like just, you know, flashing a badge when you walk in.
Not anymore. Those days are over.
But I'm a little upset about this because I went the other day and when I scanned, she was like, okay, welcome. Come on through. The picture on my Costco card is probably the worst picture I have ever taken.
That's what you're upset about?
Yes. So the fact that she looked at that and was like, oh, yeah, that's 100% you. Come on in. Not who is that drowned rat in that picture? That looks nothing like you, ma'am.
Oh, you almost wish she questioned the photo.
I mean, it was so bad. I remember I had to go to Costco. It was after a K-Frog event. It was raining. So I was standing out in the rain. I literally was soaked. I got to Costco, realized I didn't have my card on me. This was a couple years ago. And so they were like, okay, we'll just take another picture. Those are like the last words I wanted to hear.
Exactly.
When I'm dripping wet. I was like, okay, great. So I like threw my hair up in a ponytail. My like mascara's under my eyes. I mean, it's horrible. So.
So your Costco card, you look like a drowned rat.
Yes. It's horrible. And the fact that I scanned it and she was like, come on in, have a great day.
That made you feel worse.
Yeah, I was like, okay, you saw the resemblance between me and looking like I was Master Splinter and crawled out of a sewer.
This happens to the best of us. I swear everyone has some sort of identification photo or photo that they absolutely despise.
Do you have one?
Mine's my driver's license. I hate it. I look like chubby. My face is like, look like it's been stung by a bee. I look angry.
Well, most people are angry when they're at the DMV. That makes sense.
It's just not a flattering photo. Every time I get pulled over, I hate giving it in case they judge me by the photo.
Hey, but maybe look at the bright side. When you get pulled over and they look at it and like, oh, that's a bad picture. We're going to let you off.
Feel sorry for this guy.
Yeah, maybe. Do you have one of these, you know, whether it's a Costco card, your driver's license, something that just has a horrible picture that you can't stand?
Yes. 888-431-3764. Send us your worst.
We want to hear about that picture, and then we want to see it. Yeah. So go ahead and post it on our K-Frog Facebook or Instagram. We're going to post our pictures right now, too. 888-431-3764.
Your Costco membership card photo is cracking me up.
A guy literally told me, he goes, wow, that is a really bad picture. I know. And now it lives forever on the internet because I posted it on our Instagram and Facebook.
Let me preface this by saying I wouldn't make fun of you if you did actually look like that. It looks nothing like you.
It's horrible. They took my picture because I couldn't find my card. They're like, we'll get you another one, but you have to take a picture. I was literally standing at a K-Frog event for hours where it was pouring rain. I look like a drowned rat. I know Eric just commented on our Facebook and he's like, it's not that bad of a picture. It's not a good picture.
You are much better looking than that photo.
Thank you, but that doesn't say much because that is a horrible picture. Yours, though, looks like a mugshot. That's your driver's license?
I just wrote on Instagram, do not confuse this for a mugshot. It is my driver's license. And it looks like I've been stung by a bee. My face is like inflated and I just look angry. Go check him out on our K-Frog Radio socials.
Well, I mean, you were at the DMV. That makes sense. Alyssa weighed in and says, yeah, it's always Costco. They take the worst pictures of everyone.
We can't blame it on ourselves. It has to be the person taking the photo,
is
right?
It the lighting? No, mine was me, 100%. I walked in looking bad, and they captured the horribleness of it.
951, my passport. Customs officers literally don't believe it's me when I try and come home.
Oh, that could be a problem. You might want to redo that one. 714 says, worst picture of me is my gym membership.
Gyms are never good.
Yeah, because usually hopefully they take it before you do your workout and not after.
They flash that like little camera at you, which you don't quite know where to look because the eye of it is so little. Listen to this. 909, you've got to get this taken care of. My sales badge. No wonder sales has been down lately. They see the photo, they're like, nope.
Dan weighed in and said, I lost my military ID at Camp Pendleton after I was there for a 3-day training course. I'd been awake for 36 hours. I was in no mood to get an ID. And even dropped the picture of it on K-Frog's Facebook page.
Everyone has one. Everyone has one horrific photo.
But we have a guy by Uncle Randy that weighed in on our Instagram and says, my driver's license makes me look like Uncle Fester. So at least we're not alone when it comes to bad pictures.
Your worst photos you can share on our socials, K-Frog Radio.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.